97.5, The Fanatic.
And welcome back. 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. 610-632-0975. I love what The Fanatic's doing. And let me tell you about it. During this global pandemic, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community safe. They are doctors, nurses, educators, and more. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you would like 97.5 The Fanatic to recognize? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate someone special. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Each day this coming week, the health hero we nominate will receive a $50 gift card from Deaton Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, and your local ShopRite market. For pickup, order online at shoprite.com. Our Health Heroes program is being made possible by our great friends at Pierce Phillips Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Dealers, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your family comfortable at home. Go to nopaybryant.com to find an expert Bryant dealer in your area who can help you make sure your air conditioning system is working properly. We are all in this together. This is 97.5, The Fanatic. Steven Germantown, you're on The Fanatic. What's up, man?
What's up? I'm having a hard time, like, going at the players and taking on the side because I kind of get what Bryce, like, I don't like what Blake Snell had to say at all. But Bryce wasn't really, he wasn't disrespectful. He was honestly just saying, I get what the guy is saying, and I don't think Bryce would word it or say how Blake Snell would either, because he's a hardworking guy. He's a lunch pail type of guy. What do you think?
He wasn't quite as adamant as Blake Snell, right? And he was just backing up what he said, but now you have Bryce Harper agreeing with a guy who they want to play half the season and get full pay for the entire season. And I don't know a profession out there where you're getting full pay for doing half the work if there's no... And this isn't... I'm not saying this to... Like, I don't want to agree with billionaire owners either. I'm with you. I have a hard time agreeing with billionaire owners who I think are so out of touch and so away from what the real world looks like. It's difficult. I feel like if these players feel this way, this isn't the time right now to publicly state that. Like, you got to be conscious of what's happening in our environment, in our world. People are out there jobless waiting in food banks for food who had a job 3 months ago. So you can't say that stuff.
Yeah, that is. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And as far as the Rooney, like, I call it the Rooney rule now, but
yeah.
this is getting out of hand. But as a black man, I gotta be honest. If somebody at my job told me, like, listen, Steve, I know why they hired you, and I gotta be honest with you, you weren't qualified. They only hired you because of your race. I would feel some type of way. I really would.
You know, I appreciate you saying that because I hear from a lot of guys who feel the same way as you.
And it's just, at first, the interviewing thing, the original one was no problem, but this whole draft thing, people are going to have way better teams. It's so much easier.
Well, it's not, and they're not giving, like, the incentive's only 6 picks ahead in the second round, so it's not like they're going to.
But let's think about the Eagles for a second. Second rounder? You know the history of our second round. We got Hall of Famers going in the second round.
Yeah, from Dalk to Eric Allen, who should be in the Hall of Fame, to Zach Ertz,
so
LeSean. Yeah.
Yeah, so I look at it like this. If Howie messes up, I give him 5 more years because they're a Super Bowl. We need to get Lewis Riddick in here.
Hey, there you go. All right, man. I appreciate the call, Steve.
No problem.
Have a good one. 610-632-0975. I want to get to Bryce's outline for MLB to play, but I feel what Steve said is going to be exactly what a lot of people would echo, is that as Steve said, he if if somebody told him he only got the job because of his race, he would feel a certain kind of way, right? Everybody would. I think everybody would. And all you want is a legitimate opportunity. But for it now to become incentive based, yeah. And I don't know that that's ever going to go through. I don't know. I don't know that that's going to go through. It could be just putting it out there. Let's vote on it. We're trying. We're doing everything we can. If anyone thinks it's a good idea, Jasper says, my man, he said, I thought we'd gotten beyond the point where they'd have to do that. Guess I was wrong. I would have thought so too. But if anyone thinks it's a good idea, let me know. And tell me why you would think it's a good idea. 610-632-0975.
I think the problem here is you can just tell they're not listening. They're not listening to the people trying to tell them, okay, we have this. There are people telling them, okay, we have this problem. Not enough minority head coaches are being hired.
Yeah.
They should listen to those people.
Yeah. And Commissioner Goodell spoke about it at Super Bowl. He said, we know it's a real problem. We know it's a legitimate problem. And I think the problem isn't, it's difficult for the league to address it. The problem is individual owners have to take a look at what they can do. And you had some cases where teams, all right, they know who they're going to go to. They know who they're going to hire. And this is not an easy solution. It's not an easy solution. You can't mandate it. You can't say, hey, you have to do this. You have to do that. But I don't know who would think it's a good idea. But now you have that. You have billionaires and owners in all sports, but it's in baseball fighting against or disagreeing with the millionaire owners and millionaire players in baseball. And when you see all that happening, how does it change your perspective of sports, if at all? Does any of it change your perspective? Does the fact that you've lived without it for over 2 months change your perspective? JP in North Philly, you're on a Fanatic. What's up, JP?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, bud.
I wanted to talk about the NFL head coaching hiring mandates they're looking at get passed. I think it is going to go through, and I think it's going to be a requirement at this point because they have no other choice. At this point, they should be embarrassed when you got guys like Matt LaFleur and Joe Judge who weren't qualified, but they're getting hired.
Yeah,
I mean it's too clearly there's too much connections going on before these guys are making a decision. Before these guys are even walking in a room, they already have a clear indication of who they want to hire. They're already doing a process before the process. And that minority candidates are shut out of the pre-process. Like Mike Tomlin would have never been hired as the head coach if the owner of Pittsburgh didn't step back and say, you know what, we got to give this guy a serious look. Like he had already come to a conclusion of who he wanted to hire. When he gave Mike Tomlin a serious look, that's when he stepped back and said, let's give this a second thought. That's the problem in the NFL. They're already going into the process with an understanding of who they want to hire. And the minority candidates generally aren't connected within those ways. They aren't the offensive coordinator, the hot offensive coordinator name. You know, that's the problem. And the only way they're going to make some sort of change, they have to incentivize it. Now, I don't think it's the second round. From what I understand, it's going to be the third round. The third round, you get some major players out of the third round. So it will incentivize teams, especially teams that have lost for year after year after year, to take a serious look at hiring a minority candidate, whether it's a black coach or a Latino coach.
So if they did this, how would you feel about it as a guy who, if you were the guy to get a job, right? And now you see that there's an incentive attached to it. Would that make you feel a certain way about getting the job?
Not at all. All it did was give me the opportunity to have a serious look for that employer to give me a serious opportunity. Because right now, it's much, much too often they don't get the serious opportunity. They're not, look, a owner is not going to hire a coach based off one third round pick. Okay.
Yeah, it's six spots in the third round for the coach, 10 spots in the third round for an executive.
You shouldn't.
It would be bad business as an owner to make a decision based on six spots in the third.
Yeah, come on now. These guys are billionaires. Yeah. They're not going to make a decision based generally off of that. But it will give them, like, you know what? There's more incentive now. Let me do more of a process where I'm bringing in guys that are qualified and giving them more of a serious look, because now there's an additional incentive to doing this. They, like I said, they have to do this because they should be embarrassed.
JP, I think the solution or a better way would be to you have the Rooney Rule in place. Now maybe take a draft pick away if you don't interview X amount.
Yeah, but
not one. Maybe three. Because the more you interview, the more you get to know. And maybe you don't hire him to be a head coach, but you hire him for an offensive coordinator job.
They're not going
to
do anything. They're calling Marvin Lewis, and they know who Marvin Lewis is. And they're using Marvin Lewis as the one guy. That's what the Cowboys did.
But I'm saying now, if you make it three guys, right? If you make it three guys, you have to interview. You can't keep bringing in the same guys every time, like they do with Juan Samuel in baseball.
They're going through a similar process. They're going to have a list of two or three guys who they have a relationship with, who's been around a block already, and they're going to call them for that basic, you know, farcical interview, the phone interview.
Yeah, well,
there's never going to be a second interview. You know, that's why they have to do this, and I applaud them for finally making some serious, you know, inroads, like putting some serious things on the table. Well, this is not going to change everything, but it's starting the process.
Well, JP, I asked for one person who liked it, and I got it. So I appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, man. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good one. He likes it. I agree with what he said. I don't anticipate anybody is going to make a decision based on six spots in the third round, but if you got two guys necking, if you feel you have two candidates who are pretty close, maybe then that sways your decision. Here's what I think is the problem. And I've had an opportunity, several, to be around a lot of the NFL owners, covering the NFL owners meetings in New York three or four times over the past few years, covered the NFL owners meetings in Orlando in couple years before that was, let me think, Miami area, Boca, somewhere, wherever it was. And this year they were canceled. I feel, knowing some of these guys, being around these guys, they want the other guy to, it's one of those where, oh yeah, this is a good rule. I'm not going to do the hiring. Hopefully that team does. Hopefully he does. Hopefully he does. And then I feel like they cheer. They're happy when another team hires a minority, because then they feel like, oh, see, somebody did it. That's great. The numbers are getting higher, or the numbers are better. But I feel like too many of them want to pass it off to another owner. We are talking about guys who are billionaires and out of touch. They are out of touch. Mike in in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, my man? Thanks for taking my call. I actually just tuned in. I just heard the last caller praising this. Well, I think this couldn't be more ridiculous. I can't believe there's anybody that's praising this or prompting this up. This is complete nonsense. I mean, 2020 now, it's everybody's got a fair shake. The fact that they have to incentivize teams to try to hire minority candidates, to me, we live in a merit-based world now. Nobody cares if you're black, white, yellow, brown. If you're the man for the job, you're the man for the job. Now, this guy cited Matt LaFleur, saying Matt LaFleur had no business being a head coach. Guy won 13 games last year. I mean, they obviously made the right decision. They hired the guy, won 13 games.
We'll see how we'll see how Joe Judge turns out. But I think
there's a lot of busts.
I think his point was, how did a guy like Matt LaFleur turn out to be great. Get that opportunity when you got guys like Eric Bieniemy who've shown it, and he's not getting that opportunity.
Well, who's to say he's not going to? Just because he hasn't doesn't mean he's not going to. I mean, you know the way things work. With somebody knows a guy who knows a guy. You watch a guy on tape, and it's got nothing to do with race. I mean, you like a certain guy that has a certain style, a certain flair, runs a certain system that's going to fit what you want to do with your team. I mean, when you start, you got to be careful, man. You start opening up this Pandora's box, and then what? Are they going to force teams to sell to minority owners just to, like, satisfy a small group of people who are clamoring for it? I mean, I get why people, like...
Well, I wouldn't say a small group of people is clamoring for it, though. A lot of people think there's an issue here, and it's clearly you don't have enough. But I don't know how to solve it, and I kind of feel like there's really no real way to solve it. You have to hire whoever you think is the best candidate, regardless of who they are.
Right, exactly. That's it. That's where it ends. That's where it begins. That's it. I mean, if they want to, it's just this whole thing that's going on in this culture. And I get it. And believe me, I'm not over here trying to deny racism. I'm not trying to deny
racism's real. We know it exists.
Preconceived notions. Absolutely.
This society's divided politically. It's divided on race issues.
100%.
And it's unfortunate.
But I feel like in sports, it transcends that. People don't care.
You're right.
You hired a chicken. As long as the chicken's able to win games, they don't care. You think the fans care if they have a black coach, a white coach, a Spanish coach, a Chinese coach? They don't care. They want a guy that's going to come in there and win games.
I'd like to think you're right, but I don't know. Man, I would say overwhelmingly the majority of people don't care. Nobody cares.
And the fact that they have to now incentivize it, I mean, if I was black right now, I'd be insulted. Like, that's insulting.
Well, I heard a couple guys said that.
Absolutely insulting. I mean, where do they get the nerve for something like this? And you're going to, I just don't even understand. They're going to bump you up in front of a team. Because now, say, like, Bill Belichick comes on the market, and a team's going to have to pass up on third-round picks because they wanted to hire Bill Belichick instead of...
That's why I think it's not going to get passed through. Because how could you say to a team, all right, all of a sudden this one's bumped ahead of you six spots because of who they hired? And this problem needs to... It's one of those things where I don't think there's a real solution other than...
Listen, but even what you're saying, you're calling it a problem. Who's to say it's a problem? This isn't a problem. We have black coaches. We have Spanish coaches. It's not like they've been blackballed from the league. I mean, understand it. Who knows the process? Maybe there's 60 guys throwing their hat in the ring that are white and only 7 guys that are throwing their hat in the ring that are black. I mean, you can't just put everything on an equal footing.
I think when the commissioner of the NFL considers it a problem, his words. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Is it his words? You saw what happened with this whole, they had to put all this money because of players like Malcolm Jenkins and Colin Kaepernick, where they have to throw money to act like they care about. Let's be serious. You think Adele really cares? He's trying to appease. He's an appeezer. He wants the brand to look better.
That's 100% true. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
He does want to appease. Rajda does a good job of it's all about the shield. It's all about the shield. That is 100% true. It's all about the shield. Whatever makes the brand look better, whatever you think, whatever they can do to make sure that the league comes across and puts its best spin on things. And that's why I think this is just one of it's put out there. It's an idea. And sometimes when you put these ideas out there like they do, they try and get, maybe they're trying to gauge the public reaction. But you would think that overwhelmingly there's going to be backlash. Overwhelmingly. And I don't know that there's any real solution to it. Whether you make it incentive based or not. This is one of those things where I wish at some point we reach a point in our lives where it doesn't matter. It's not even an issue that it's addressed. Goodell said, clearly we are not where we want to be on this level. It's clear we need to change. We have already begun discussing those changes, what stages we can take next to determine better outcomes. And that was back at the Super Bowl. this is one of those ideas. So you have that. We're talking about the NFL and the owners taking a look at expanding the Rooney Rule. We're talking about Major League Baseball owners and players. Still looks like there's going to be a lot of conversation that they need to have. They got to figure out shortened season, what it looks like, the testing, the pay. There's a lot they got to work on, and they have to come to an agreement. And you have guys like Blake Snell who feel that this is certainly, he said, it's scary to risk my life to get COVID-19 as well as not knowing and spreading it to others. He's being honest. He wants his full pay, though, for playing half the season. Then you got Bryce Harper who said, yeah, he ain't lying. So you have that. And now we've gone 2+ months without sports. So I ask you, how do you look at sports when they come back? Do you take a step back and say, yeah, you know what? I could do without it. I'm all right. I don't need to go out of my way. I don't need to spend as much money. Or are you going to embrace it fully when it comes back? We got Bryce Harper, who puts a lot of thought into a proposal to bring baseball back. A lot of thought. And I want to get into that too and get your thoughts on it as well. Because he came up with a plan for baseball that would entail them actually playing 135 games, not just 82, 81, whatever the Major League Baseball proposal is. So I'm going to lay that one out for you and try and get some of your thoughts on that too as well. Ian in Newark wants to talk baseball. He's on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ian?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I think you just mentioned it. Like, I think it is about money because Harper was just talking about moving it to 135 games, so they're not really concerned about the virus. But now,
it's a good point.
Go ahead. But I don't really believe they are going to end up playing because why would the owners renege on the contract? So they're probably just, you know, I don't think the union's going to give in. I mean, what do you think? I don't believe they play.
I really think there's, if I had to lean one way or another, I'm leaning towards they're not going to come to an agreement.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question now. What happens if certain players don't want to play? Now, would the union
they can't
let
force
it happen?
Them. Yeah, no, they can't force them. And I know the commissioner came out already and said, we're not going to force guys to play. But
right.
What happens if you don't force, this is what they have to, yeah, the union's going to argue, well, we still want these guys to get paid because the conditions aren't good enough for them to play in. So you're going to have that fight. If a guy doesn't want to play, but he wants to get paid or he wants his full service time, right? Service time, as far as it affects free agency, affects pensions down the road. Like there's a lot to go through.
Yeah. Now they're talking about like these players can't spit. They got like all these rules about. And so I don't really.
You know what's crazy too? Like spitting, I think sometimes is just, it's a reaction. And then you accidentally spit. I know I did it the other day, and I was like, oh, shoot, I hope nobody saw that. And then, I'm walking off the beach towards, so nobody was around. I just kicked sand on it, and I was like, I can't believe I just did that. But something flew in my face, and I'm just like, so, yeah, how are you going to tell a guy not to spit? Sometimes it's just a reaction.
No, I don't give Snell a lot of merit because he's kind of like a clown. He says the stuff to get a rise out of people and the way he said it. But now with Trout, I mean, a lot of these guys are brainwashed by the agents, though. They just agents feed them everything. So I don't really necessarily think Harper's that much of a creep. But it's kind of hard to, for me, it's hard to come back from that, though, because this is not a good look. I mean,
that's the thing, Ian, exactly. It's not a good look. Like, can you imagine being a guy who just lost a job 2 months ago and you were
exactly,
doing well?
That's
now
the
you're
point.
Yeah, now you're in a food bank trying to get money, waiting, right. Trying to get food, and you're hearing these guys complain about a full pay.
Right. Now, one thing I hate when people compare these guys to regular workers or not regular workers, man. Like,
no,
they're two different. So these guys are not in reality. I mean, it's a pandemic, so that's why Mike Ness doesn't think it's going to hurt baseball, but if they don't come out and play, I mean, that's just hard to come back from, man. I mean, because this virus is going to be here. I mean, there's really no right answer of how everything's going to go down, but I believe they don't play, though, because, I mean, I just don't see
these, I think they're going to do everything they can because they want to try to, but when it comes down to it, there are so many obstacles in the way that I would lean with you towards no.
You think they have time to get that handled? Time's going quickly. That's what I'm saying. I just don't think they have the time to handle all this.
If they're going to do 82 games
now,
or whatever.
Did you see in the soccer, there was 8 viruses. That's another thing. If a guy gets a virus, someone's going to get the virus. That's the thing. Like, if you're a baseball player and you made all that money, like, why would you take that chance to play, though? Because
if somebody's going to get it, right? The chances are, the numbers, the stats tell you that when you have X amount of people, one person's going to get it, and then one person gives it to X amount. I don't know, man.
So these players are going to end up going home. They're not going to be quarantined and not willing to get cool. Because one thing, I hate when they say they're going to be away from their families. You can understand, with the technology, you could be with your families for 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's not the same, though. I know.
But I appreciate it.
All right, man, thank you. It's not the same. Like, I'm away from my girls right now for a couple days. Seeing them on FaceTime actually makes me miss them more because, like, I just want to reach out and hug them. I'm going to lay out to you Bryce Harper's idea, his idea, and then I want to get your reactions on that. I want to hear some of your reactions to the Rooney Rule. I did get JP, who felt that he likes the incentive-based plan. Everyone else I heard from does not. So if you like the Rooney Rule expansion, potentially hasn't gone through. I don't think it's going to go through. To incentivize the minority hiring of coaches and give them a higher draft pick. Let me know and I'm going to lay it out for you. Bryce Harper's plan to bring back baseball. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Rob Motti. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Wawa. Get your Wawa favorites delivered right to your door with Wawa Delivery. Head to DoorDash.com or download the DoorDash app. Order Wawa Delivery today. All right. Bryce Harper. And we've talked a lot about him tonight because he backed up Blake Snell's comments about wanting full pay for half the season. Well, he also put a tremendous amount of thought for this. He put a lot of thought into this, and he posted his idea for baseball to return. And he said, this was on Instagram, beyond the health and safety, which comes first for all players, staff, workers, fans, and families. Just an idea I've been thinking about. And he wrote, East-West like NBA. So I guess two conferences. East Coast, West Coast. That's two leagues. July, he wrote, 31 days. August, 31 days. September, 30. October, 31. November, 15. Then he put 135 games. So you have 30, 60, 90, 123 plus 15 is 135. I think he meant to put 135 days. But he put 135 games. Oh, okay. He put it, 135 days, play 135 games. You have an off day every 2 weeks on a Monday, but then you make it up with Sunday doubleheader, 7 innings. 30 players, a 6-man rotation, save arms. If pitchers wanted this, if not, no big deal. So he doesn't want to offend his friends on the starting rotation. If they're okay with a 6-man, he's suggesting it. It might not be enough. They might need 7. They might need 5. We don't know. But they're going to 30 players. DH and any other ideas possible. Playoffs, 2-week World Series like Super Bowl week. 10 teams round robin format. College World Series kind of style at the new Texas Stadium or whatever stadiums are best. Three-game series. You win the series, you move on. You lose, you play the other loser in a one-game wild card. Winner of that moves on, other team is out. Or you could play it in Vegas so you have the strip hotels and could use one hotel for all the guys and contain possibly. Question mark. Two teams left seven-game World Series. They get 2 days off before the series. With those 2 days off, you do an All-Star game and home run derby. Could do the MLB awards as well at that time. They really put a lot of thought into this. Open this up on all platforms. No blackouts. Open it for everybody to watch. Then you back up the season the next 2 years. May 1st, 2021, April 1st, 2022. Maybe I'm crazy, just fun to think about and throw around ideas. So he's got a lot to start with. He's got an East-West division. He's got a way to fit in 135 games and also giving guys some time off every 2 weeks. And he's got pitchers getting an extra game in between starts. So there's a lot of ideas in here. I don't dislike it. I don't know that they can get to it. I don't, but let's talk about his ideas. Here's the, I don't know where you get guys. If somebody gets hurt, right, you're going to have to have, You're not going to have the minors, but you're going to need guys like an extended spring training, just playing simulated games, playing exhibition, the pitchers doing simulated starts, playing some kind of exhibition games, just staying in shape in case teams lose pitchers or lose players. Because 30 guys on a roster, you're going to lose guys. So that's one thing that you got to figure out. Games every day, the season ending in late November. Wow. And you do it in warm weather where it's okay. There's a lot that he puts in there. I want to hear your thoughts on Bryce Harper's ideas, 610-632-0975. Everything else we've discussed also on the table tonight, and that includes Blake Snell's comments, Bryce Harper's reaction to what he said, agreeing with him about playing half the season yet getting full pay. But here, as Bryce outlines, he's suggesting 135 games, not 162, but not also not the 82. He's suggesting 135 games, and the owners versus the players being so far apart on so many different things, they're going to have to decide how there are tough decisions to make. Because you got free agency involved, you got pensions involved, you got minor league guys involved, there are a lot of things that go into this. And if the owners and players really want to make it work, I think they'll eventually find a way. But then you have to think, do they have any agendas? And when you see the owners floating things out there to make it look like the onus is on the players, you wonder if they really want to play half a season. I don't know that you're going to be able to get... I like Bryce's idea. I don't think the union would agree to his idea of 135 games, only off days every 2 weeks on a Monday. I don't think you can get the union to agree to that because the majority of the players may not be on board with something like that. But I want to hear your thoughts on it. Also, we talked about the NFL and the Rooney Rule potentially being expanded to where teams get an incentive for hiring a minority coach. Teams can get an incentive for hiring a minority front office executive. 6 spots, they jump up in the third round. 10 spots, they would jump up for an exec. 16 if they happen to hire both. It wouldn't be in the first season. So it's not like a team can tank. I heard all kinds of crazy theories and scenarios that were way off base. You got to hire the guy and keep him for at least a year. You're not getting a first round pick. You're not getting a second round pick. You're getting a third round pick, 6 picks higher. I don't know how much incentive it is, But my idea is you penalize a team. More than giving them a pick, I think if you penalize a team, lose a draft pick, if you don't interview three legitimate candidates, don't keep trotting out there the same guys like they do in baseball with Juan Samwell. Poor Juan Samwell's probably had a zillion interviews. Another guy who kept getting interviews, Terry Pendleton, Atlanta Braves, kept getting interviews, never got a job. No, you have to bring in three minority candidates. Maybe if you do that, you expose more guys to the opportunity. I don't know that there's a solution to this. I wish we were at a point where it didn't matter and guys were just hired based on their resume and what they bring to the table and not for any other reason. And I just feel like too many of the owners want to pass the buck to somebody else. Yeah, let this guy, let the next one do it. Let the next one do it. So we got a lot to discuss. Bryce Harper's outline for baseball coming back. I want to get your thoughts on that. And what I started with at the top, do you feel now that we're 2+ months away from sports, coupled with players bickering about pay when millions of people are out of work, is that soured you a little bit and maybe going to make you take a step back? Just a little step back. Not have to be major, but if you were all in hardcore, you go, yeah, you know what? I can get by. I'm okay. I don't have to go out of my way. I don't have to cancel an RSVP that I was going to go to in a wedding, or I was going to go to whatever event, a baptism, a party, whatever it is, because it's Football Sunday, or it's the World Series, or the NBA playoffs, or whatever it is. 610-632-0975. Got open lines, got a lot of topics, a lot of things you can discuss. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, 45, 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. Good to be here. Good to be here. Good to be back. 610-632-0975. You hitting the shore? You been down there? I'm short out. My wife and kids aren't. She told me today they were out there swimming for several hours. They love it. I'm back here. Haven't been to, obviously just got in, but I haven't been to the Jersey Shore. I'm not sure what the rules and regulations are, but I saw some photos on social media floating around. Have you been? Are you there? What's it like? What are you doing? What's open? What's not? I'm just catching up on NJ and PA. I'm just catching up. 610-632-0975. Let's keep that in the mix, but I also want to hear your thoughts on Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper's proposal, the owners versus the players, Blake Snell's comments, Bryce Harper backing those up. But he's got this idea. He put it out there to play and how they can get back. 135 games. I love his World Series. It's exciting. Some of this stuff is exciting. See, I think if they do some of this stuff that's new and fresh, which they're going to have to, that can help with any of the backlash that they get for complaining about salaries and losing people from that. Mike in North Dakota, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic, home of Carson Wentz. What's
Rob,
up, man?
I love the show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, in North Dakota, we've been social distancing for about 150 years because there's not that many people out here. So really, it hasn't affected me at all.
What? It's fine.
You know, this Bryce Harper thing, that ain't going to happen. you know, between the millionaires and the billionaires, everybody says that it's a cliche, but I don't see this thing going down very well, Rob. I think that I think he has good, you know, he has a good intention, but
yeah,
that ain't gonna be 132 games. I'm sorry,
no, I can't see the Union accepting that many games, and there's so many limitations on this. No minor leagues. How you get guys? They are. I think they are so far away because there are so many points, too many points that they have to come to agreement on. And knowing the owners and knowing the players' union and how they butt heads, I don't know, man. To me, it's like we are. And here's the other thing too. I don't think baseball is going to be the first to come back. I think the NBA may attempt to because they want to finish out their season. And if they could try to finish out their season, then baseball can see, okay, how are they doing it? Maybe we have a better opportunity.
Yeah, okay, Rob, do you look at it the way I do? NBA, there's 12 people on a team. Yeah. Okay, coaches, whatever. And then Major League Baseball, they're going to have 30-plus people on a team.
Yeah.
And the NFL, there's 50, 60 people. So, I mean, do the logistics. I think this whole thing's going to be a mess. But
and NBA,
you know,
and
what?
Mike, like you're saying, NBA, even though there's 12, but they're so close together. Baseball, of all the sports, they're further distanced, right? They're so, unless you're on base. Yep. NFL, they're all over each other, breathing on each other, sweating on each other, hitting each other. I don't know, man.
And my Vikings are still losing Super Bowls. And Carson Wentz, hopefully he does okay because he's kind of from my home state. But anyway, you know, love the show. Love you guys. Listen all the time. I usually call on Missinelli's show, but I don't know. He's kind of weirding me out. So I'm just going to call in here from now.
You can call us both, man. I like Mike. Mike's a good dude. You can call everybody, Mike. Give us all some love. I appreciate hearing from you in North Dakota, man.
I love Philadelphia, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's great. By the way, since you mentioned Mike, I and I've been meaning to say this, and this is my first time back here since a couple weeks ago when I interviewed Carson Wentz. I did a one-on-one a couple days after he did the whole thing with the Philly media. He did the whole thing with the Philly media as I was flying back to Florida. And then I caught up with him that week and did the interview. I did the interview for my Faith on the Field show and then called the guys here. It was during Mike's show. And Mike and first Eric Camille, our assistant program director, and then he gave the green light. Hey, let's play it. And Tyrone and Mike were awesome playing the entire interview. So I really appreciated them doing that, playing that entire interview. So that was, I guess it was like 10, 11 days ago. So since, you know, Mike just mentioned Mike and I wanted to make sure I said it on social media, but I was really appreciative of Mike Missinelli, Tyrone, Nat, and Coach of airing that entire interview with Carson Wentz because it was a different kind of interview. It wasn't, we weren't talking about sports, but I felt that it was important if you talk about Carson, if you're going to interview Carson Wentz and if you're going to give him an opportunity to talk to the people of Philadelphia, I wanted everybody to understand who he is and what he's about and why he may think the way he thinks about certain things and why he doesn't react maybe the way we think he should react or the way we would react or the way because of who he is and what he is. Derek in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Rob. It's good to talk to you. I hadn't realized you were away, but so be it.
Well, you must not follow me on social media, Derek.
I have no social media.
Oh, God bless you, man. I envy you.
Since this whole thing started, I've had no internet. So no Facebook,
wow.
No nothing. It's a cost-cutting measure. No internet at home. And with all libraries closed,
wow.
All, like places with public Wi-Fi,
yeah,
unavailable for dining in.
Oh,
I've got
wow.
no internet. So
wow.
I have a question for you and your producer.
Sure.
Do you think when things begin to progressively, systematically open up, and I do have a point on some of the baseball issues.
Sure.
Are you ever going to go into a movie theater again and sit there with the normal kind of, you know, what we expect movies?
Me personally.
where you're so closed in next to
other people,
for like an Avengers Infinity War type of movie. Now, sometimes you're at the movies, there's no one in there, like a Tuesday at 1 o'clock when you're just doing something to snap for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But like big blockbuster releases, I don't think I am. Honestly, I'm not.
I'm not a movie guy, Derek. So for me, it's an easy decision. Honestly, in the past 8 years, seven years, my kids were born 7 years ago. When my wife was pregnant, we've been to 3 movies in those 7 years, and they were Disney movies 3 times. So I'm all for when it comes on Netflix or whatever. Let's just, and now you know that's the way to go, right?
I honestly think that that is going to be the new standard platform for mainstream viewing. Either Redbox, where you rent the DVDs, digital download on a device, and or on demand if you still pay for cable. Because it's not worth contracting anything, regardless of COVID-19, being so packed into a movie theater the way that we all kind of like know how movies get when it's some big blockbuster.
And nobody wants to wear a mask in there, right? You don't want to wear a mask. Hey, you're not eating your snacks or whatever. No, I'm with you. We just actually did buy, they released a movie for the kids, the Trolls movie, for like $20, and we got it for them, I don't know, Netflix, Amazon, whatever it was.
The last movie I even saw was February. It was like Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. And before that, you'd have to go back to August when I saw Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, which is a Pat Egan favorite. So, I mean,
I love a Pat Egan drop on my show. I haven't seen Pat in months, man. The only guy I've seen is Dylan and Josh.
Totally had to get that in. But also, since you were away, did you see the Eagles' rookie draft class had their uniform numbers officially announced?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, too. Jalen Reagor's going to wear the old Jeremy Maclin number 18. Sean Bradley out of Temple. 54 Jeremiah Trotter. I always think of things like that.
Yeah, no, I do too. And Prince has got Trey Thomas's number 72, right? So yeah, I can't hear Sean Bradley's name without thinking of Sean Bradley, former Sixer. Every time I hear Sean Bradley, it's the first thing I think of, the 7'6" Sean Bradley.
7'6" out of BYU.
Couldn't play a lick.
76. Yep. It was so blasé.
Derek, appreciate the call, man. Good to catch up with you. All right. Have a good one. 610-632-0975. You can join the conversation. I got open lines for you. Rob Motti, 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.